Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Nobile Sbeko there. Yeah, stay with me, the name of the song. I remember I once took her to the ladies' retreat, man, and she didn't disappoint. Doing these things for free, traveling all the way from KZN. This girl, this lady, this woman of God. You know, the suffering she had gone through, man, and how she always almost got amputated, the way she was sick, the way her feet were. Hey, God is good, man. Let me get into studio one day and we sit and chat. You hear the work of God. Then I take all these ladies that I've been playing, are ladies who had refused to compromise. And they are superstars in their own right, but they refused to compromise. They basically went on to say, we are serving the Lord. Even men. I will also, in some next time, play men also. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. What does forgiveness do to us? What are the benefits of forgiveness? What does the word of the Father say with regards to forgiveness to us? You know, I know when you forgive someone, you're benefiting them and all that. You're releasing them from whatever it is that was holding them against you and all that. I know that. I want to know about you. What happens to you? Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. What happens when you forgive? It's very important to take note of that. You can call us then.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Lord is doing you good. Stephanie, thank you so much for that message. I will read it. I will definitely read it. Let's start with this one.
Okay. Good evening, Pastor Ray.
All right, something just happened there. It seemed to have cut. Yeah.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Nabafundisi bonke lapho estudio. Hey, mfundisi. Hey, indaba ye unforgiveness. Impela inzima futhi nje ibhlungu. Uyabona mfundisi, iqale i-experience ekhaya. Ekhaya la nikhonza nonke, nikholwa nonke. Bese yazibuza ukuthi kanjani ngoba mina ngikhulele ekhaya elisindisiwe. Futhi ekhaya kuyakhonzwa. Kuza kanjani ukuthi mina Nkosi yami ngi-experience le nto le? Isuke mfundisi. Yeah.
I don't know what happened. You just caught there. It plays for 41 seconds. Please send us again. Because I don't know what happened. It plays for 41 seconds and then it just cuts. The first time it played for 4 seconds. And now it played for straight 41 seconds and it just cut there. Usathi uyakhulum. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. What are the benefits of forgiveness? Let's hear what you say. Hello there, hi.
Hello, Brother Ray.
Hey, Budwami.
Ngiyabulisa ngakanele ihlelo inkosi uJesu Kristu, Brother Ray.
Sawubona, Buti.
Awunkulunkulu sasigcinile, my brother.
Makabongwe, we give him the glory.
Thank you, man of God, for your special selections of this gospel artist and songs, my brother.
We give him the majesty and the honor without compromise.
Siyabonga, Brother Ray, wabutokwa. Lapha kambe diamond never be never diamond forgiveness la yamba khona ngabaxolela bonke kodwa no diamond uncle oh no diamond no
yeah,
diamond
yeah li diamond yeah hey madoda
ngibokisa futhi nakuzinceke lapho uPastor Khadere noJabulani Dominic.
Amen.
Hallelujah, mfundisi wami. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Ray, forgiveness.
Yes, sir.
Iningi labantu sonke sigcwele inzondo ngesinye isikhathi, Brother Ray. Abantu, they are bitter. Forgiveness igulisa abantu abaningi, Brother Ray. Izifo eziningi, lokho kuthiwa high blood.
Hey, wena.
I-diabetes.
Hey wena.
Izifo zenhliziyo.
Hey ungasasho.
Uthole labantu obazondayo bakhohliwe bona. Baziphilela nje. When I woke up, I was born. I go for the high blood. Do to keep him a chief who's soon in line punching.
Hey, sing at me about him. Hey, my daughter, get.
We are commanded to get rid of all bitterness in our lives. Ngoba nathi, brother, if I call Lelo.
Gambayal.
As he was, brother, read the fan, as in. As he was in old Kuala Tinang, go wait. Punishing ourselves for wrong choices we've made in the past.
Eish, my dad.
Amen. Yeah. Forgiving ourselves first is accepting the truth. Uguti, we were sinners. Kepa unkulunkulu wasixolela uJesu Kristu.
Ngempela.
UJesu Kristu futhi wafa. Wafela izono zeze lonke, brother. Azangakhethi. Enganasono kepha wenziwa isoni ngenxa yezono zethu. Brother, yazi, nasingaxoleli. UJose akatholi amandla to forgive us, uJesu Kristu. Because the healing cannot begin until we forgive first, brother. UJesu Kristu uthi, we must not take our own revenge.
Yeah.
That is Romans 12, verse 19.
Hey, my dad.
Nasixolela, and once we choose to forgive, the devil will lose his power over us in that area, my brother. God's healing power and touch will be free to move.
Yeah.
Muntu atlenti isili, malo atolela le muntu lo kwa zumfogo. Bati, uboni kutlenti iyaglimaza lento. Yeah, iyaglimaza lento leo. You understand that, brother?
Yeah.
Ning labantu basile ngoba azange umuntu waze wayethu mina engafuni ukuxolela. Ngiyabonga kakhulu madala uNkulunkulu anibusise abantu babutoko sundown siyababhala ngisibe ukuthi kuzokwenzekani.
Raro wina skawara.
Hey, thanks for that confidence, my brother.
Raro wina skawara.
Nani winile, brother, sizojabula thoko sikuzo thi umsindo la isonto.
Kakhulukazi lapha esowethu, yeah.
God bless you and to God be the glory, my brother.
All the time. Thank you, sir. God bless you too.
Thank you.
We take your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. What does forgiveness do to you?
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, then, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly. It's 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. If you want to speak via WhatsApp and you want to send a voice note, it is 082-657-2729. What does forgiveness do for you? What has it done for you? Testify, brother. Testify, sister. Tell us what a guan. We need to hear from you as to, of course, what the Lord had said to you and what had happened to you when you started to practice this ministry of grace, this ministry of forgiveness. Just amazing there. All right. And we see Good Luke 17 verse 4. And if he sins against you seven times in a day and seven times in a day returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. You can't say, when I'll change into one in Jalo, look at Kubag. I'll change, saying again, into one. You don't change, saying again, into one at Kubag. But in as I go, seven times, I go in Zelelento, seven times as a boy. Have you realized that people cannot sin seven times against us in a day? Seven. Angikhulumi nge seven times seven. Ngikhuluma nge seven nje kuphela. Yeah, they don't reach it. Mm. Yeah, but nanoma angayireacha lo muntu, you must forgive. Actually, it should be 70 times 7.
Mm.
Yeah, bona. And you forgive. That's about 490 times a day. Then mighty 491, then you can start and say, who has reached that record? No one. Tina nje wenza into encane nje. Yeah, Nkosi yami. Zokukhulumela namanye ama-tongues wami engiwafunde eSwatini. Uzwe na ukuthi hey, ngikwatile la. And let me bring this to you, Sipho. Even if he comes back to you seven times a day, returns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. You won't say, oh. Matswela khomuki amafor. Angazi mabe uyangizwa na ukuthi ngithini. Angithi ngikhuluma isipitori manje. Ubabvilakazi yazi akezwa next ke manje. Mathwela khomuke ama four.
Yeah.
Yeah, wangonela kayi four. Yeah, isibele senkomo ngithi no four. Wangonela kayi four uzongazi kahle. Hey madod, it's nanoma he can return to you seven times he shall forgive them. Sipho.
It's amazing ufundisi ukuthi abanye abantu, if I take a personal, not godly, sometimes we say, you can be informed, say, you cannot give what you don't have. If God has forgiven you, definitely bring to other people this gracious thing God has done to your life.
Okay, Sipho, Ibambe lapho kancane mngani wami. Let's put this caller. Welcome, sir.
Good evening, brothers.
Thank you so much. God bless you too, sir. Welcome.
Yeah. Let me just define the unity. I think it is very important to realize, Guti, in that your forgiveness happens when you understand, Guti, God Himself is elevating you as a believer to the level of Christ. What it means, Guti, if forgiveness ngokwenyama, it is impossible. Because you've got reasons to count, and ungapinda uyom lawyer no muntu lo okubekisayo.
Hey, that's okay. Hey, my dog.
But you, as a believer, because the Bible says, greater is He that is in you. And then, it in the Nabagu Hebrew 13:8, it is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today. So today, when we look at Christ, we see the expression yake through the children of God. Meaning now, you are taking the position of forgiving people just like Christ forgiven the people.
Mm.
So in other words, ngokwenyama, we can try, but it will be just a rhetoric, a statement. But now, when the Spirit of God is inside of us, just like when the Bible says, be ye in the Spirit so that you don't fulfill the lust of flesh. Because flesh tells me to hate and continue to hold grudges.
Hey.
Flesh tells me to go for an eye for an eye. That is my flesh. But now, when I take the platform of Christ, it dissolves the action of another person in the forgiveness that Christ has given to the people, which is now doing it through me as a believer.
Mm.
So in other words, unforgiveness is spiritual. Why? We can see it. Why isanganisa impilo yako? Just by not forgiving, usanganisa impilo yako, even certain blessings don't come. It's not an act just of saying, I'm angry, I'm not forgiving. It means there is a spiritual matter which ends up being a demon. You think it's you, Gandhi. It's just using a faculty of Gabanga who has done this, whereas now it has been taken over.
Mm.
So in other words, the wrong teaching is the one you would know forgive on the flesh, but we need to put it at a level whereby we know that at first, when a person does something, the spirit, the influence behind the person who went into a wrong, is the devil himself. Now, you, if you don't forgive, you are on the platform. You are just doing the same thing. Mm. And who Satan is going to keep him with you, Satan?
Yeah.
So, in other words, we need to understand good now. The character of Christ in you is the one that goes back to the cross and say, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they are doing. Now, Hebrews 13:8 is fulfilled in your life. Let me say, God bless you.
Wow. God bless you too, sir. Thank you so much. We appreciate.
Amen.
Amen. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say, or also 012-334-1322. You can send a WhatsApp also, a WhatsApp message or voice note. It is 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you make of that, the very aspect, the very issue of what is actually implied by the very concept of forgiveness for us. What does it mean to you personally when you forgive? What does it mean? Sipo! How? Who Pimanju Sipo?
Nang umfundisi.
Nazoga, nazoga. Angithi bese iphethela phaya indaba ye forgiveness ukuthi forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And, of course, it says, when someone sins against you seven times in a day. Yeah, Luke 17, verses 4. Sipo.
It is amazing, Fundisibuchi, you cannot give what you don't have. Mm. In other words, if God has forgiven all my sins, Buba, the principle unkula nayo, as much as God has forgiven me, I must also do the same thing for other people. So, it benefits you. No more days, I'll forgive me. So, looking for this, I give exactly what God has already given unto me. And number two, think that if you find me, no more days, I'll forgive me. So, it makes me not to be bitter. Remember, it's not just the prodigal son. The prodigal son was given an opportunity to be forgiven by the father. But the other elder brother, yaba bitter. When you sell a vele, men's release in Dolis, Buga, Mugitata, young Gimal, or the Tricker, we are booming the limited banana. Waba Peter, he didn't want to be a part of the family. Waba excluded was excluded and work. So he rolled from this forgiveness in that story, prodigal son. Looking from this, if you fund you tolela, you avoid looking to the Nyakobe Peter. We always enjoy impilo to the fullest. And lastly, we embrace the mindset of Christ. Remember, U Christ we uspolen, umeti baba ba ketelele abagwaza bagunzai. When I forgive, I become like Christ. In other words, the mind that was operating in Christ, it becomes my mind. In other words, I'm in the scripture now. Let the mind that is in Christ be in me. So I embrace the mind of Christ. That's the role of forgiveness in my life.
Absolutely, absolutely, sir. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let us hear what you say with regards to this matter. The very aspect of forgiveness. What does it do to me? What does it do to me? The aspect of forgiveness. Can I say without a doubt that I really am into the issue of forgiveness much more of times? You know, am I really into the issue of forgiveness? You know, and what are the benefits? What am I losing out when it comes to forgiveness? If I don't forgive, what am I losing out? You know, what is there that I am destroying within me? What is there which is the commandment of the Father that I am not observing if I don't forgive? You know, what are some of the things that come about which happen along if I don't forgive? I need to know what are these things. I need to understand what these things are all about if I don't forgive, you know. And of course, one of the things that happens when you forgive is the aspect of glorifying the Lord. You know that you are glorifying the Lord. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. It's 082-657-2729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. And as I said, we are also playing songs of people that many people don't celebrate. And these people are superstars in their own right. And the fact that they don't compromise is what is amazing. They stick to the Lord. One of them is this one.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Yeah, that is Mabongi there. And of course, we trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. It is 27 and a half, just before 7 o'clock. Hanging out with Jablan Dominic Sipopoulos there. Hey. And looking into the matter of the benefits, you know, what happens when we forgive? What does it mean to us? What should forgiveness mean to you? That's what we're talking about. We need to hear from you as to what you make of it. Tell us.
Hi, Pastor Ray. Letitia here from Florida, Gauteng. It's going to be the first time you've heard my voice on air. But regarding your topic of forgiveness, in my opinion, and through the word, we have to forgive as the Lord Jesus Christ forgave when he was on the cross, when he was dying for our sins, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Thank you, Pastor Ray, for an awesome program along with your guests tonight. Letitia here, Syme here from Florida, Gauteng. Thank you very much for an awesome, blessed program.
Letitia, to God be the glory. We give him the majesty and the honor. Good to hear your voice. I read many of your messages. Good to hear your voice. Thank you so much for gracing us with such a beautiful testimony of what forgiveness does to us. It's very important to look into those things indeed. Right. And of course, Jabu, let me bring this to you also. Forgiveness is a practice of grace. Tenderheartedness is a show of kindness. It is a gift of mercy. When we forgive, we are gifting, you know, the aspect of mercy. We are also passing on the gesture of goodwill to another when you forgive them. And when it says, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, it's that shows an exhibition of mercy and meekness as you do this. It says, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Letitia also said that. Forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. It's very important that you are practicing the notion of grace. This is the highest attribute of the love of the Father that is manifested to mankind. Grace, isn't it? Jabu?
Yes, indeed. You know, that's the attribute of God, actually, forgiveness. So that is why at first I was saying that if we are believers, which means we are children of God, we should be like him. So he is a forgiving God. So also we are to walk in forgiveness. And also that's a proof of our love to each other. Because what I've realized many a times, what blocks us not to be able to forgive is because of lack of love. If you hate the person that has sinned against you, there is no way that you can forgive them. But when you love them and prove it by forgiveness, you know, that is really, that becomes sort of a proof of your love to them. You know, you can forgive the people that you love. In our case, the children of God, There is no one that we are allowed to hate. Even our enemies, we are called to welcome them. We are called to love everyone, just like God has loved the whole world. So that is also the attribute that you should take note of, that also forgiveness is not just, you know, something, but, you know, that we can teach to do, as I was saying. I was listening to another program another day, another radio personality, so they were just discussing about forgiveness. And then they were saying, agreeing, saying that, yes, you know, I've got the problem. I can forgive, but I can't forget. You know, I think people still need to teach me how to forget, because, you know, like the aspect of forgetting. And they, even at first, you were also even making examples that there is that we can forgive, but we can't forget. You know, the thing is, because of not really walking in love towards people, not seeing people fit to be loved again, just like me. You know, God saw me to be loved again out of my sin and loved me even to the way I am today, to be able to know that there is also, like, I can also walk in forgiveness towards others. So also, let us be like God. Let us be like God and love one another up to a point where if you wrong me, you know, you made a very powerful formula by seven times seven, you know? No, there is no way. Actually, when we were, like, sharing that word, like, the Holy Spirit was revealing to me how strong God has made us to be when it comes to being able to be hurt when we are being wrong. It means a person must have 490 chances to break us down. That is how strong and powerful we are as children of God. So we should take credit of that and see the reason for us to really forgive people. Because we are built to be able to carry all the sort of hurts that people can bring and still love them in spite of.
Absolutely. Still love them in spite of whatever it is that comes about. You still care about them. You still love them. It's very important that we do that, I believe. Send us your WhatsApps, 082657 and 2729. 082657 2729. And you can also send, give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Yes. Okay, in short, I did send a WhatsApp earlier. My name is Maurice Itani Rambau. All I would like to say is that forgiveness gives me an opportunity for my prayers to be answered by God. Because if I do not forgive, God says, I must take a journey to go and forgive. Like the Lord Jesus Christ said, in the book of Matthew, that if you have ought against your brother or sister, you must go and fix up that problem. Then you can be able to come and communicate with God, and God will hear you. So that is what I would like to contribute. I did actually send a WhatsApp in that regard, looking into 1 Samuel 24:6, and 1 Samuel 3:18 about Eli not holding a grudge against Samuel when he was to be promoted. And then on the other hand, David is to be promoted and Saul holds a grudge against the one who is to be promoted other than the promoter. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen to that. Thank you so much, Ntateitani. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. And, of course, as I said, throughout the show, we'll be playing songs of people who are holding on to the cross without a compromise, or holding on to Yeshua HaMashiach, actually. Not the cross. Yeshua HaMashiach. And who basically are saying, hey, I will not compromise this, even though I am told that, you know, I can make bigger bucks. I will not compromise this. I will stick to that which is of the Lord, and I will stay to that which is of the Lord. I won't allow myself to be taken advantage of. I won't allow it, you know. I will stick around regardless of circumstances and situations. And give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. We hear what you say. And 012-334-1322. We hear what you say. You can talk to us there via WhatsApp. Also, it's 082-657-2729. And tell us, you know, what does forgiveness do to you? What does it do to you?
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
I told you. These are some of the songs you never hear anywhere, and I bet in the next coming years you won't be hearing them anywhere. You know why? Because they refuse to compromise. They refuse to compromise, to make that sign on the left ear. They refuse. They refuse to actually be counted with, you know, those who are in the forefront and stuff. And they were told, you know, get so much money and stuff. I mean, Ronnie is talented, man. He is talented, very much talented. And then when he sings and takes it up and says the devil is a liar, we understand what it means. We understand what he means, what he implies. Nevertheless, you can still give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. Hanging out with Jablan Dominic and Sipho Paulo Sihatebe. We are together. Hey, namhlanje phela ubaba Vilakazi wavele wangithi vava. Yazi wangionelela, wangijabu sise Sipho zangibangumele baloku bathi amen nciku. Uzalunga. But amen, all right, thank you so much, Mlungisi. Thank you, sir. Mlungisi says, greetings again, servant of God. I think to confront a person or to confront issues to people helps a lot as well than holding grudges, so that you may not find yourself sinning against Christ in terms of unforgiving. It's just that manner of approach is important even when you solve issues. I understand. Look, man, however it is that the Lord would put it in your heart to do it. If it is the Lord saying, do it in this way, I don't have a problem with it. But if it is a method that you devise on your own, it can backfire. You know, since the advent of social media, I have realized how this has entrusted so much supposed power, imaginary power, to people. They can talk to you in a way they can't talk to you when they look at you face to face. But they can say things on social network. I know. Even when people talk about me and say things about me on social networks, I know they wouldn't say those things when they face me. But they can write them when they write to their friends, and it comes to me somehow. And I don't have to confront those people, regardless of how offensive that thing is, because I know better. I forgive in advance. Yeshua HaMashiach, he does not approach them and say, hey, muna unkirile soliso. He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm not saying don't confront a person. I'm just saying you should be led by the Father. If you're led by the Father, I'm cool with that. Tight, cool with that. All right, and let's bring this also to you, Sipho. Colossians 3:13, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave, you also must do. The issue with forgiveness is that it gives you, it nourishes and sharpens your character of being the way Christ is. You grow in the character of being the way the Messiah is. You grow in that character of Christ, of the Christ in your life. It makes that character to grow. Spiritual growth also there comes forth when you forgive. Sipo?
That's true indeed, Mfundis. You operate in a dimension where Christ was operating in your life.
Mm.
In other words, we are shifting from one dimension to the other. Remember, the one who has wronged me or someone, who has this attitude to lie, whereas when operate with dimension, let's say, no, I know that actually is not him, but the spirit behind. That's the mind Christ had. Whenever we sin against God, we know that actually it is the spirit that is behind us. That is why let the mind that is in Christ be in us. So in other words, when I forgive, I'm in the same mindset that Christ was operating. And remember, any benefit, no matter how little I put in that one from Subuti, I reflect Christ in me.
Mm.
When people will see my life, they see Christ. But they're about, that I impella when I, which is a fan and we look alike, Mogama action. It should imitate Christ, the way, the manner in which we treat situations. These things as man and whenever I forgive others, the role would be other people. This is how we should also be treated. If when I forgive my children, I put it as same in calling Fundisuti. So now, next time, if my younger sister or my elder sister, let me also forgive. In other words, to be petty ever called.
So, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. That's 012-333-8699. And let's hear what comes to mind with regards to this issue. Much of the times, when it comes to forgiveness, many people there slumber a bit, because people feel hurt. They feel offended. They feel somehow that they need to be approached and forgiveness asked, and that people should, come to them and say, yeah, well, we have done wrong to you. And all those kinds of things and stuff. That is where the problem is, And then I believe that we need to be very careful when it comes to this very aspect there. Right. Okay. We are taking your calls. Maybe one more call we can take. One more call we can take with regards to this. And let's hear what you say on the issue. Jabu, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah, we seem to have lost you a bit there. Right, you know what? There is a song that is also done by one artist whom many people don't celebrate, and she is a child of God. She stays true to it. I will play it as we close.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-530-6805. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Songs of Life.
Because you're a believer. Love and love is love. Now we're coming to the end of the show, man. We're coming to the end of the show. And the final words, Sipo, what do you say there?
How? Thank you very much, Monish, for the topic. I've learned a lot. And what I could say last week is, whenever we learn to forgive, we're walking as in your own is God chase. In other words, we are walking on the footsteps of Jesus Christ, imitating, to Paul, imitate me as I'm imitating Christ. We become the light of the world. We become even the source of the solution of the world. My children and parents is calling and from the other race. Mutualization. I don't have any bitterness in my heart. I'm having the mindset of Christ in all what I do, in all what I say.
Angkwatelanga nokuthi solo kwatshotsha isikhindi sami esilhlaza lifanele lisakule mfana wakamthethwa le. Angkwatelanga lezo zinto lezo uyayibona. Ngikuzwa kahle. Ngikuzwa kahle baba wami, ngikuzwa kahle. Hey Jabu, finally what comes to mind, you know? What comes to mind finally with regards to this?
Finally, you think that how to work in forgiveness and also the importance of us working in forgiveness. You know, just to close, according to Psalms 103, verse 3, the Oracle says, you've kissed my heart with forgiveness in spite of all I've done. You've healed me inside and out from every disease. This is the wonders of forgiving, that when we release forgiveness to one another, there is healing that we both experience. The one who's been forgiven, and the one also that is forgiving. So we cannot miss out on these benefits. So let us be the people who really walk in love towards each other and walk also in forgiveness towards one another. That's the action of the Lord.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much to both of you. Next week we are talking about our spiritual food. Hey, Matota. Kona banye betu sidla inhlebo sidla. Katazo sidla inhlamba. Hey madoda, sidla ukoloda, ukwesaba, ukwethuka,
ubalisa,
ukudlinza ngendlela engafanele. Hey madoda, siku wrong diet. Uyayibona? So next week we are touching on that. Hey, we are touching on the very issue of our spiritual food, and what kind of spiritual food are you eating? We will be asking that question next week, so prepare yourself there. What kind of spiritual food are you eating? We will be touching on that. Thank you so much, Sipho Paulus.
To God be the glory, Mfundisi. May God bless you and increase your territory and become your end of your soul.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And may the Lord bless you too, servant of God. May he bless you, my brother. And may he increase you, Sipho. And continue to be a blessing that you are. Hey, Ncegu, shumayela, baba. Shumayela. We pete, Ncegu, shumayela. Ayiko, injumayela, uke wayishumayela mina ngangakhamisa umlomo, yazi. Ngendlela ungibusisa ngakhona, ngivele ngithi, ha. Angifiki nokufika. Angifiki nokufika kule level yakho mina, angifiki. Uyiboza mfana kithi, ngiyakutshela. UNkulunkulu uyakusebenzisa kakhulu. Ya. Maqhubeka uzithobe kanjalo, akusebenzise bhuti wami, yabona.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Chabu, my friend. Thank you so much, brother.
Praise be to Jesus, my friend. We give him all the glory. May he bless you. And also my brother there in Standerton, Sipho, the wonderful families you have. May God bless you. And also the wonderful listeners.
Hey, why was one kumbuzu nokolo khrotbom ndoda wathi ngithanda nonke emakhaya. Ah, sebenza nomunye sisi bathu nokolo khrotbom angazi mabuya manje. Now, thank you so much. Ujabuza bese uzabese Natal kwaZulu ekhaya impela. Awu, Nkosi yami. Ungakhohlwa ke ubanana. Nomo bajabulani ngoba uhamba ngemoto ndoda. Ungakhohlwa ubanana. Anginangizwa Sipho nani. Nomoba. Ubanana nomoba. Abantwana bami sabalethela umoba laphela bathi manje le nduku eyani le ngithi awu mara yazi abantwana bami bona kufanele ngibakhulekele yazi. Hayi. Daddy, what is this stick for? Yeah. How? Daddy, what's this stick for, daddy? Yo. Umoba bawubeke laphela wazi wamosheka bawulahla. Abantwana bawubheke so but is this sugar cane? Is this sugar cane?
Amakitoze.
Hey bayongkwatelela abantu ngoba balalele. Into ekufanele ngiyenze ngiyogijima ke manje. Angizange emoto ngize ngeenyawo la ngiyogijima. Inkosi inibusise Sipho nawe Jabu. Nami ngiyandala my brothers. God bless you and good night to you.
Thank you sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the calls and the WhatsApps. Thank you for the messages. And to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Yeshua HaMashiach. We give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him. Have yourself a great night. Be safe. Shalom.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
No hassles, no frills. It just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.